I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Those are words from poet Rainer Marie Rilke. I read this quote at the end of the film Jojo Rabbit. It felt especially appropriate today. Words are important and often deep and beautiful. I've always used the expression, every day is a new day, mostly to drive home the notion that we get a fresh slate each day. Every day you get to start over or continue down the road you're traveling. For me, it is both a metaphor for all that is possible and for the grace that I feel to get another chance to be here, alive and breathing and loving. We are not used to giving up control, so these times of uncertainty are incredibly difficult. Cabin fever, way too much time alone or with your loved ones, businesses closing, jobs lost, and if you're lucky, going on furlough. Do you feel lucky? Homeschooling, trying to get outside but being cautious, reining in your teenagers who may not understand the severity of a virus spreading, spending more time on social media just to feel connected. There is so much going on, and yet it feels like life has been canceled at the same time. If you have been spending time on video calls, creating virtual meetups and online parties, yay you, don't stop. Make it an open house and invite everyone you know. Don't just post it on your social media feed. Send it out to all your contacts over text and email. You'd be surprised how manipulated the feeds can be, not reaching all of your followers. I love the Pandemic Toolkit from Anna Sale. She's the host of my favorite podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. She has an open Google Doc where listeners can contribute things to listen to watch, to do, to read, and to think. From sharing your own ideas to finding new options, there's something for everyone. That's another expression I've used most of my adult life. There's something for everyone. Doesn't that feel nice and inclusive? Let's not forget how isolation deeply impacts people who are depressed or suffering addiction. It's a tough time for them, so please check on family and friends who may need more from us right now. I'm posting a link to virtual AA meetings in the show notes. Please feel free to grab that and share it yourself. My next keep myself busy but feeling light project will include a 500-piece puzzle. I know, not very large, but it's certainly challenging as it is part of a Beatles anthology series. And I'll also be getting out my paint and brushes to create whatever comes to mind. It's all a good distraction that doesn't include my much worked over phone. I'm working on stories about this massive detour our lives have taken. I imagine there will be no shortage of people to speak to. However, I welcome listeners to reach out if they have a story to share. Last for today, I regularly keep notes, well, about everything, but have a few lines I'd like to share from my collection. Kindness and gratitude are my religion. We fill our hearts when we give to others. The most incredible art is created when we are seeking that pinhole of lightness during the darkest moments. Out of pain and suffering emerges beauty, compassion, ideas for a better way to be. As a reminder, I'm using my free consultation time for anyone who needs it. Please reach out if talking through your concerns or fears would be helpful. Susan@dreamsdetours.com. Peace out, everyone. Be well. Take care of each other.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.